Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, this year, more than 114,000 patients, including 1,200 children, were admitted to hospital without a bed. That's according to the trolley watch that's carried out by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Now, while numbers have fallen slightly compared to last year, nurses say that unsafe staffing and overcrowding remain the norm, despite repeated promises of reform. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Phil Nihay, the General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. You're very welcome to the programme, Phil Nihay.
Thank you.
Those figures of 114,000 patients treated without a bed over the past year, what does that number look like on the ground for nurses and patients?
Well, again, I suppose when you look at the numbers, the average every week is just over 2,200 people are admitted or sick enough to be in hospital, but there aren't beds for them. So it goes to the age-old issue of not having enough capacity, which hasn't gone away, has been noted by many experts. Lots of studies have been carried out. Everybody knows that we don't have enough beds, yet we still go into each winter with an overcrowded system, which then tries to manage as best as it can. And that puts enormous pressure on people who are working in hospitals. And of course, it puts a lot of pressure on people who are on trolleys for excessive amounts of time. And we know that that's bad for patient outcomes. We know now, because of all the research that has been done into this area, that particularly older people, if they spend anything more than 6 hours on a trolley, their outcome is much more compromised. They will do a lot worse because they have been cared for on a trolley. So we know that if you're talking about over 2,500 people a week, well, then the bed numbers must be increased. It has to be our absolute priority going into 2026, right up to 2030, when we know our population is going to increase, which means there will be even more people depending on the public health services.
Yes, and the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll-McNeill, did say that overcrowding was a key issue that she was going to tackle. There has been a slight fall in numbers of patients on trolleys compared to last year. We've also seen 96 new beds at University Hospital Limerick. Would you accept that that indicates that there has been some progress?
Well, anywhere where there's new beds, they're welcome. But we know that some beds in Limerick also had to close for refurbishment. So the net increase was actually closer to 50. We still have Limerick topping the poll for overcrowding every single count. It just is too small. That hospital is too small for the catchment area and for the population of the area. In fact, all of the hospitals along the Western Seaboard now feature absolutely regularly. So, for example, Limerick, Sligo, increasingly overcrowded. Today we have 22 people in Sligo, for example, for whom there are no beds, but they're sick enough to be in hospital. So we have a lot of hospitals along the Western Seaboard that are constantly overcrowded, but the total number of beds is only 1,840 between Letterkenny and Galway, Sligo, Portiuncla and Mayo, which means that we do not have enough beds in certain parts of the country, and we have an increasing reliance on them. We have an increasing ageing population who need hospital care as they get older, and we do not have sufficient services in the community to care for our elderly. So they are becoming more and more dependent on acute hospitals, which actually isn't the right place for them to be in, but they have no choices. So again, we have to look at where our hospital beds are, what we're doing to develop our community services, and we also have to staff our hospitals correctly. Our members, nurses and midwives, who have been working all over Christmas, are saying that leading into Christmas, really, really busy, the HSE opening what they call surge areas. And what that actually means is areas that are not staffed and that are not properly equipped to care for patients. So you're talking about day wards being being having patients cared for overnight, or for example sitting rooms on some wards being repurposed as inpatient areas with no proper equipment. Surge is not good news. Surge means we're putting you here because we have no other place for you and we do not have facilities, including staffing, to care for you. Bad news.
And you said that nurses are unfairly carrying public anger due to hospital overcrowding. Can you tell me a bit more about that side of things and how that affects the staff?
Well, I think generally, if anybody who attends hospital will see the busyness, the acuity, the constant, I suppose, workloads. Our hospitals are over capacity, working over 100%. Practically all of the year. The safe levels are about 82%. That's what the experts tell us. So when you have that, what that means is that people wait longer for services, particularly if the staffing levels aren't correct. We know, for example, that the HSE have not filled all of their funded posts this year. Actually, all of the health sector unions are in dispute with them about this. They have had just over 6,000 posts funded but not filled. They have a bureaucratic system of recruitment. For example, if I'm a director of nursing in a hospital, I can't put somebody on payroll. Yet I have a lot of responsibility. I carry a lot of risk and I am responsible for making sure that the service is delivered safely. But I do not have authority to put somebody on the payroll. So it just makes no sense that the CEO of the health service executive is out lamenting the fact that people can't be brought to task for issues that happen. Yet the people who are carrying the risk have no authority to, for example, do the basic, which is put somebody on the payroll and make sure that there are safe staffing levels, which is a very basic principle. If you are responsible for making sure care is delivered safely, you must have the authority to make sure you can recruit and you can appoint people to very critical frontline posts such as nurses.
Now, Philney Hay, in the last few hours as well, we've heard that visiting restrictions are now in place at Midland Regional Hospital, Tullamore, due to respiratory viral illnesses. There was a surge in flu cases before Christmas, over the Christmas period. What are you hearing about what things are like at the moment?
Anywhere where hospitals are overcrowded, and they have been overcrowded leading into Christmas, you are going to have an increase in cross-infection, which means that infections that are airborne, people are going to have more incidences of getting those just by virtue of being in hospital. We had called before Christmas for visitor restrictions because the overcrowding situation is so chronic. It does make sense to ensure that when hospitals are overcrowded that you have minimal people visiting, because unfortunately that's not helpful when you have a high volume of illnesses that are respiratory borne. We asked for masks to be mandated. Some hospitals did mandate mask wearing, which was helpful. But again, I think the issue boils down to the same simple point all of the time. Overcrowding in hospitals is bad news. Overcrowding in hospitals must be dealt with by increasing capacity and making sure we have sufficient staffing numbers to staff the beds that we need.
And just finally now, the special leave pay scheme for healthcare workers who had long COVID, that was ending today. Can I just get your reaction to the end of that scheme and what impact you think it will have on those workers?
Well, we have been calling for the government to do the right thing and ensure that the special scheme continues, because we have a small number, but a significant number nonetheless of people who worked during COVID, nurses, midwives and other healthcare workers who worked during COVID, who were unfortunate enough to contract COVID and then to get long COVID. There's about 140 people here who have long COVID, who were infected while they were at work, when the rest of us, I suppose, were lucky enough not to have to go to work. This is the period at the very beginning of COVID-19 when vaccines weren't available, and there was some delays in ensuring masks and proper PPE were available to staff. And these unfortunate workers, the majority of whom are women, are now unable to work, not because they don't want to go to work, because they are too ill to attend work. They want to be at work, and their employer is basically now abandoning them. So we're calling on the government to do the right thing, to continue with the scheme. And we think that is the correct and proper approach to take to people who did their bit for the country and who put themselves at risk, put themselves in danger. And unfortunately, now they're suffering the consequences and they're going to be very much on their own.
Okay, Phil Nihay, General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, thanks for joining us. And coming up next, everything you need to know about pension auto-enrolment.